all of the tools that exist to help people send more messages are great. But up until this point, what we found was that there just wasn't a corresponding tool to help Congress deal with the deluge.
So tell that story, because I know now that nowadays there's a lot, and I was talking to some congressional staffers a couple weeks ago, but they were saying, you know, we have a lot of form letters, form emails now, and making sense of what's real and in our district and all those kinds of things, making sense of what really matters can be an enormous challenge.
Absolutely. And what I often start by telling people is Congress actually really does care.
Yeah,
it's not
right.
That they're not trying to hear what's being said. It's just so difficult.
And to find that, sometimes we always talk about finding the needle in the haystack, finding that message that if you don't answer could get you into political trouble. That's also in there as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's the broken filter. A lot of, I think Clay Shirky talks a lot about the broken filter and the fact that the messages coming into Congress right now just kind of go into a black box. And it's up to that staffer that you're talking about to find the needle in the haystack, to find the message that must be answered, to find the pulse of the district. But with PopVox, all of that is public. We're getting them after the beta, we'll be sending the messages directly into Congress as well. But they remain public and searchable on the site. The messages are associated with the individual bills that are pending before Congress, so that it's not just the Lucy and Ethel and the Chocolate Factory staffer trying to keep up, but it's, you know, your local newspaper or, you know, other members of the public, the organizations that are following these issues that are actually seeing the input that members of the public are sending it.
So walk us through what PopVox is and how it works, and is this directed more at congressional staffers or more at citizens?
Well, it's actually directed for three different types of users. So the individual citizen, the congressional staffer and members of Congress, and also for the organizations that the grassroots organizations that help people organize, that are, you know, in the business of getting information to Congress. Those organizations have really two ways to get the attention of Congress and to influence legislation, either by moving money or moving people. And right now, about the only thing that's public and can be counted is the money. But the organizations that want to say, you know, this many thousands of people support this position or this many thousands of people support that position, right now, all you're left with is kind of the war of the press release, or, you know, this individual petition or that individual
right.
petition. So PopVox is one place where all of the people sent by all of these organizations, or finding their way there individually because they were referred there by a friend, can register their position on the bills pending before Congress and have that information associated with those bills, so that those comments are taken into account when it's time to write an article, when it's time to take a vote, when it's time to do a floor speech, when it's time to sit in a committee and discuss how various pieces of legislation affect the districts of the members sitting in that committee. So it's an opportunity to make everyone more informed and for citizens to make their voice heard in a way that really translates into how Congress makes decisions.
So I'm a staffer on Capitol Hill. Walk me through. There's a controversial bill that's up on Don't Ask, Don't Tell is up on the Hill right now. And walk me through how this would work.
Sure. So for a congressional staffer right now, in order to advise their boss on a controversial bill, say, or even a more mundane bill that, you know, comes across day to day, the request that comes into that staffer is either, does my boss need to co-sponsor this, yes or no? Or if a vote is pending, how should they vote? And that's pretty much it, unless they're on the committee of jurisdiction and need to kind of get into the weeds of it and introduce an amendment.
Right.
But that question of whether to advise the boss to co-sponsor or not is a lengthy process. I, as a staffer, would go through and try to find all of the organizations that supported or opposed that bill to see if they, you know, the reasons that they list and the specific concerns that they have. And, you know, for most staffers, they'd have kind of a list of usual suspect organizations that they'd go and check. So, you know, maybe if there's a bill that's particularly important to labor group or an environmental group or a business group or something, you'd go to the larger organizations and check their website and see, you know, has someone taken a position here? But there's no place to go and see all of the information in one place. And even the organizations that are weighing in to endorse or oppose specific legislation, right now there's no place to go and find that information about why they do and what they say about it. And so PopVox provides initially for that staffer a place to go and find out about the various positions of these organizations, and then also to go through and see what members of the public are saying about it. So there's a pie chart on PopVox that pops up after at least 10 people have weighed in on a bill. We don't want it to be a pie chart that shows you what two or three people are saying.
Right.
But the pie chart pops up, and you can drill down on that to – you can see what everybody on the side is saying. You can drill down by state, and you can drill down to the congressional district level. And that's where it really gets interesting, because if a staffer, say, is trying to get co-sponsors onto a bill that their boss has introduced, they can go to, you know, the member across the hall and say, hey, I actually noticed that, you know, this person in your district says that this would really affect their business, or this person in your district says that this would really help their daughter, or, you know, so bringing a personal story as they start to build the case for or against these bills. And so that's one example. For, say, it's a don't ask, don't tell bill. This is one that, you know, caught social media fire. So yes, we long for the day that Lady Gaga tweets out that everybody needs to go weigh in on PopVox about how they feel about certain bills. That certainly will move traffic along.
And that seems like one of the challenges here. You've built it. Will they come? And how do you get people to use PopVox as the way that people actually share information here?
Well, in the beta stage, when we've done relatively zero promotion aside from the occasional tweet, we've been really blown away by the people who have found their way there, primarily because there's just a great need to have a platform like this where you can weigh in on a bill and see how it in the context of other votes that are coming in from across the country.
Yeah.
But we think the real key for PopVox is what's coming in just a few weeks, which are the tools for the legislative staffers. So there are a lot of sites out there that work on providing information about what's going on in Congress and helping people understand the process there. No other site, however, starts with helping congressional staff and members of Congress understand what people are thinking about what's going on in Congress. So our staff-facing pages are really going to go through the process that I described for a staffer who's looking for information and make what normally takes about 4 to 5 hours take a couple of clicks.